presence by voting. Madam Clerk, would you please tally the board?
38 members present.
We do have a quorum present to conduct business. We also have problems with the board, Mr. Sergeant at Arms. That board. Right. Thank you. Leading the invocation today is Pastor Greg Lindsay of the Northern Lights United Church. Will the members please rise for the invocation?
In deepest respect for the religious tradition of each person present, let us pray. Creator God, continue to improve your creation today by working your creative genius through us. Give us a glimpse of your agenda. Let us focus on those things that you value most: love, justice, and mercy. Sharpen our concern for those who are most in need, and as we share the task of leadership, remind us to live lives of gratitude for all good gifts. For this day and its many blessings, we give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Lindsay. Representative Ogun, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Hudson.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal.
Without opposition, the prayer will be spread across the journal. Mr. Majority Leader.
Well, I hope there's no objection to this either, Madam Speaker. And I would may the record reflect that Representative Moses has previously been excused from a call to the House today.
Representative Moses will be shown as excused. Would the clerk please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 29th and 30th legislative days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the House Journal, as certified by the Chief Clerk, be approved.
Without objection, the House Journals will stand approved. Do we have guests today for introduction? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I do not have a guest, but I note that there are an awful lot there. And I have been asked to ask the members, while they introduce guests, if those members having guests in the Paratrovich Gallery would be so kind as to introduce them first so that perhaps those people who might have been intending to move anyway could give up their seat to those standing outside and in the other gallery so that the other people could have a seat. Thank you very much.
Representative Bryce.
Thank you. I believe the last remarks were aimed towards my guest. I would like the body to welcome a group of folks down to Juneau who've been down here for the past couple of days with the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education. The members are Chris Johnston from Cordova, Ernie Duman from Anchorage, Daryl Campbell, Bill Miner, David Baruch, Jennifer Reynolds, Joe Pitchler, Nancy Dodge, Leandra Hampton, Dino Allen, Marie Simmons, Joan Holler, and Keith Wan. Would the body please give them a warm round of applause?
Representative Ivan.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. With respect to the Majority Leader's comments, I do have close-up students to introduce in the Taylor Gallery behind me. From the community of Dillingham, we have Laura Tarter, the chaperone, and the following students: Kelsey Solansky, Celine Anguson, Lacey Pearson, Katrina Strub, and Holly Lopez. Please help me welcome those students to June. Also, we have students from my colleague to south of me, District 40, and there are several students there. Their chaperone is Cheryl Williams from King Salmon, and the following students: Heather Maas from King Salmon, and Mabel K. Grout from Naknek. Please help me welcome those students.
Further guests for introduction? Representative James.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. In the Paratrovich Gallery, we have some people here from MAPCO, which is in my district, and I'd be happy to introduce them to you this morning. We have Jim Barnes, who's CEO and chairman of MAPCO Incorporated, Randy Newcomer, president of MAPCO Alaska Petroleum Incorporated and vice president of MAPCO Inc., Alaska Marketing and Refining, Rick Neal, vice president corporate affairs and administration from MAPCO Inc., and Jeff Cook, vice president of external affairs and administration for MAPCO Alaska Petroleum Inc. Please help me give them a warm welcome here today.
Representative Berkowitz.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I also have two guests in the Paratrovich Gallery. I'd first like to thank the brilliant but troubled representative for allowing me to introduce one of my own constituents. I'd like to ask the House to join me in welcoming a great Alaskan, a wonderful neighbor, and a good friend, Peggy Bergen. I'd also like to ask the House to help me welcome a passionate advocate for the deaf community. That's my friend, John Miranda.
Representative Bryce.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I've got a bunch of people to introduce today, it seems. Also in the Taylor Gallery, I have some close-up students down from the interior taking a look at what we've got going down here in Juneau. So would the body please help me welcome Wayne Gerke, who is the chaperone. He teaches out at Ben Eielson. Buddy Kaufman, Jana George, Donna Jordan, Ethan Suter, and Nicole Alta Johnson. Please help me welcome them.
Further guests for introduction, Representative Kukesh.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. Would you join me in welcoming from Kaufman Cove, Hollis, and Thorn Bay, three communities in my district, the following people: Amanda Holcomb, Deborah Eason, David Eater, Joe Kelly, David Ulrich, Jason Arant, and Jesse Kraske. Would you please welcome them? Thank you very much.
Representative Kabina.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like the body to help me welcome some friends of mine that are in town. They are people that have either worked for or on the board of directors of Copper Valley Electric. They're Bob Sunder, Pat Day, and Paul Holland. All on the board of directors of Copper Valley, and Bob Wilkinson, the general manager, and Mike Easy, the chief engineer for Copper Valley Electric. Madam Speaker, I just might say that before I ever served in the legislature, I served on Copper Valley's board of directors for 5 years, and these gentlemen are all working on a problem that I started working on a long time ago and trying to find a way to reduce the highest unsubsidized rates in the state of Alaska. So I'd just like to thank the members of this body that have taken the time to meet with them and appreciate their hospitality.
Representative Hodgins.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Today we're blessed with a level of government that usually takes most of the guff that we give out and from the citizens, and that's the borough assemblies and the municipalities, the city councils and whatnot. Well, today we're honored to have, from the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, several assembly people. They're in the Petrovich Gallery, and starting would be Mike Wiley on the borough assembly. Then we have Bill Popp, who is on the borough assembly, Jack Brown, who is currently the president of the borough assembly, Bonnie Golden, who works for the Kenai Peninsula Borough, Deborah Horn on the Borough Assembly, Grace Merkus, also on the Borough Assembly, and then Gabe Vaughn, the clerk for the Kenai Peninsula Borough. And if you'd help me welcome these good friends of ours.
Representative Terrio.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. In the Paratrovich Gallery, I have a constituent to introduce this morning. He is a longtime resident of the Fairbanks area and a volunteer in the community. He was one of the founding members, I believe, on the Ice Alaska group in Fairbanks that puts on the Ice Carving Festival in Fairbanks. And is currently, I believe it's a member, he's a member of the Governor's Council on Disabilities. That's Mr. Wally Cox.
Further guests for introduction. This brings us down the calendar to messages, then. Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor, Madam Speaker.
Do we have messages from the other body?
There are no messages from the other body.
Do we have communications?
We received from the Department of Commerce and Economic Development the Alaska Public Utilities Commission's annual report. We received from the Department of Administration copy of Division of Risk Management's annual report for FY96, the FY96 actuarial report from Coopers and Lybrand, and a letter from the Division of Finance attesting to the condition of the state's insurance catastrophic fund. I have no further communications, Madam Speaker.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
The Judiciary Committee has reviewed the qualifications of Barbara Brink as Alaska Public Defender and recommends that the appointment be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. The report was signed by Green Chair James, Roachberg, Croft, Bundy, Porter, and Berkowitz. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Joint Resolution Number 18, Dedicated Funds, Rate May Be Changed, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Joint Resolution 18, State Affairs, with the same title. Attaches a fiscal note recommending do pass James, Hodgins, Dyson, Ivan, do not pass Feezy, no recommendation Berkowitz. The report was signed by James, Chair. House Joint Resolution 18 has a further referral to the HES Committee. The Resources Committee has considered House Bill 25, Fish and Game Licenses and Residency, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 25, Resources, with the same title, recommending do pass Dyson Williams, Barnes Masick, Ogan Hudson, Nikolai Jewell. No recommendation Green. The report was signed by Hudson and Ogan, co-chairs. House Bill 25 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Transportation Committee has considered House Bill 83, Commercial Vehicle Inspections, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 83, Transportation, with the same title, attaches a zero fiscal note recommending do pass Sanders, Kukesh, Masick, no recommendation Elton and Caldery. The report was signed by Masick, Chair. House Bill 83 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 89, Shuyak Island State Park, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 89, CNRA, with the same title, attaches a fiscal note recommending do pass Jewell, Dyson, and Ivan, no recommendation Sanders and Ryan, amend Ogan. The report was signed by Ivan, Chair. House Bill 89 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 101, Trust and Property Transfers and Trust, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 101, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, attaches 3-0 fiscal notes, recommending do pass Caldery, Sanders, Ryan, Hudson, Roachberg, no recommendation Bryce. The report was signed by Roachberg, Chair. House Bill 101 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 103, Repealing Funds and Accounts, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 103, Finance, with the same title, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Terry O'Hanley, Mulder, Martin, Coring, Davies, Davis, Foster, no recommendation Grusendorf. The report was signed by Terrio and Hanley, co-chairs. House Bill 103 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 105, Unorganized Borough National Forest Receipts, recommending do pass Terry O'Hanley, Mulder, Martin, Coring, Davies, Kelly, Foster, and Davis. No recommendation, Grusendorf. A zero fiscal note was attached. The report was signed by Terry O'Hanley, co-chairs. House Bill 105 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 106, Municipal Assistance Program, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Terry O'Hanley, Mulder, Martin, Coring, Davies, Davis, Foster. No recommendation, Grusendorf. The report was signed by Terry O'Hanley, co-chairs. House Bill 106 has no further referral. House Bill 107, or the Finance Committee has considered House Bill 107, Water, Waste, and Sewer System Grants, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Terry O'Hanley, Mulder, Martin, Coring, Davies, Kelly, Foster, Davis, no recommendation Grusendorf. The report was signed by Terry O and Hanley, co-chairs. A zero fiscal note was attached. House Bill 107 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 108, Crime Victim Compensation Program, attaches a 2-0 fiscal notes recommending do pass Terry O'Hanley, Mulder Martin, Coring, Davies, Kelly, Foster, and Davis. No recommendation of Grusendorf. The report was signed by Terrio and Hanley, co-chairs. House Bill 108 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 120, State Immunity from Suit in Federal Court, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 120, Judiciary, with the same title, attaches a 0 fiscal note, recommending do pass Croft, Porter, Berkowitz, and Green. The report was signed by Green Chair. House Bill 120 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Madam Speaker.
We have reports of special committees.
The House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs has considered Senate Joint Resolution 70, Alaska National Guard Youth Corps Challenge Program, recommending do pass Massick, Cott, Mulder, Nikolai, Jewell, Ryan, Foster. The report was signed by Massick Chair. SJR 7 has further referral to the State Affairs Committee. I have no further special committee reports, Madam Speaker.
Do we have citations or resolutions today for introduction?
Citation honoring Senator Ted Stevens by Representatives Croft and Berkowitz, honoring the Iditarod Sled Dog Race by Representative Massick, honoring Catherine Weber Baker by Representative Kelly, in memoriam Catherine Mulcaic McGill by Representative Ivan and Senator Hoffman, honoring Norvik Bears Boys Basketball Team Class 1A State Champions by Representative Jewell and Senator Adams, honoring the Norvik Bears Girls Basketball Team Region 1A Champions by Senator Adams and Representative Jewell and Foster, honoring Senator Fred Zaroff by Senator Duncan, Adams, Ellis, Hoffman, and Lincoln, honoring Anchorage BP Teachers of Excellence by Senator Pierce, honoring Catherine Atla, 1997 Governor's Award for Native Arts by Senator Lincoln and Representative Nikolai, honoring Sarah Steers Jansen by Senators Green and Halford, Representatives Ogun, Coring, and Massick, honoring Frederick Joseph Vinichko by Senator Taylor, Representative Williams, honoring Jewel Kilcher, Best New Rock Pop Artist American Music Awards by Senator Torgerson and Representative Phillips, honoring Petty Officer Cheryl Ann Borg by Senator Taylor, in memoriam Marie S. Active by Representative Ivan, in memoriam Lawrence Wayne Shields Sr. by Senator Taylor, Representative Williams. House Joint Resolution Number 21 by Representatives Massick and Ogun relating to amendment of Title 8 of the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act.
That'll be referred to Resources and State Affairs Committees.
I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
We have bills today for introduction.
House Bill 124 by Representative Veazey, entitled an act relating to items not subject to collective bargaining and to application of the Public Employment Relations Act to municipalities and other political subdivisions.
That'll be referred to State Affairs and Judiciary.
House Bill 125 by Representative Hudson, entitled an act relating to contributions from permanent fund dividends to the Alaska Children's Trust and providing for an effective date.
That'll be referred to the HES Committee and Finance Committee.
House Bill 126 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor, titled an act relating to the public school funding program, repealing the public school foundation program, relating to the definition of school district, to the transportation of students, to school district layoff plans, to the Special Education Service Agency, to the child care grant program, and to compulsory attendance in public schools and providing for an effective date. A letter and a fiscal note were attached.
They'll be referred to Community and Regional Affairs, the HES Committee, and Finance Committees.
House Bill 127 by the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, entitled an act relating to the Citizen Review Board and panels for permanency planning for certain children in state custody, renaming the Citizens Review Panel for Permanency Planning as the Citizens Foster Care Review Board, extending the termination date of the Citizens Foster Care Review Board, and providing for an effective date.
That'll be referred to HES and Finance.
House Bill 128 by Representative Hudson, titled an act relating to water quality, directing the Department of Environmental Conservation to conduct water quality research, establishing the Water Science Oversight Board, and providing for an effective date.
We refer to Resources and Finance.
House Bill 129 by the House Finance Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Fiscal Management of Endowment Assets of the University of Alaska, amending the definition of university receipts to include division distribution from university endowments and the total return from the University of Alaska's Endowment Trust Fund for land obtained under the Act of Congress of January 21, 1929, as amended, and transferring responsibility for management investment of those assets and making technical amendments to provisions relating to federal grants and appropriations from federal land grant college fund sources that must be paid to the state.
That'll be referred to the Finance Committee.
House Bill 130 by the House Labor and Commerce Committee by request, entitled An Act Relating to the Regulation of Accountants and Providing for an Effective Date.
That'll be referred to Labor and Commerce Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Madam Speaker.
This brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Representative Terrio. House stand at ease. House come back to order. We are going to take a five-minute caucus for the majority caucus. If members will be back in the chambers at quarter till, please. And before we get into the business of the day, members, please note that this board is not working, so we'll just use this board today. This brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill 91 by Representative Porter, entitled An Act Extending the Termination Date of the Board of Parole and Providing for an Effective Date. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill, recommending do pass. Croft, Porter, Green, Berkowitz, Bundy, James. A fiscal note was attached. The report was signed by Green Chairman. I have no amendments on my desk, Madam Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that HB 91 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we are in third. The clerk please read the title for the third and final time.
House Bill 91 by Representative Porter, entitled An Act Extending the Termination Date of the Board of Parole and Providing for an Effective Date.
Debate. Representative Porter.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This, I would hope, would be one of the more straightforward bills that we will be looking at this year. It merely extends the existing Board of Parole for 4 years. The Board of Parole underwent an audit by legislative audit, and the recommendation for extension was in the report, although it recommended a longer period of time for the extension. I don't personally disagree with their recommendation, except that there's a statute that requires that it only can be extended for 4 years. The fiscal note is attached. It only represents a continuation of their budget, and of course the Finance Committee will be able to look at that during their deliberations of the budget.
Further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question being, shall the House adopt House Bill 91? Members, please proceed to vote. Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
398, 0 nays.
And so House Bill 91 passes the House. The clerk please read, effective date. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call vote on HB 91 be considered the roll call vote for the effective date.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. The clerk please read the next item on today's calendar.
House Bill 64 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor, entitled An Act Naming a New Maritime Vessel for the Alaska Marine Highway System and Providing for an Effective Date. The Transportation Committee considered the bill, recommending do pass. Hudson, Elton, Kukesh, Sanders, Calgary, Massick, and Williams. The report was signed by Williams, Chair. I have no committee substitute or amendments on my desk, Madam Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that HB 64 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we are in third reading. Would the clerk please read the title for the third and final time?
House Bill 64 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor, entitled An Act Naming a New Maritime Vessel for the Alaska Marine Highway System and Providing for an Effective Date.
Debate. Representative Kopp.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Next year will be a good year for the state of Alaska, as we will be taking delivery of a new vessel that we will add to our fleet. Madam Speaker, this is a unique vessel. It's a very splendid one certainly it's almost one of a kind. It will be longer from bow to stern, and the length of a football field. It will carry 750 passengers. It has a displacement of over 6,000 tons, and Madam Speaker, it will travel at a lightning speed of 19 knots. Madam Speaker, in Alaska, we've, in statute, determined that our ferries are to be named after a glacier. And that's what has happened here. I think a year or so ago, we, in our wisdom, determined that we would make this a contest among all the high school, actually all the students in Alaska. It would be an essay to be written and to justify the name of the ferry. Madam Speaker, the winning essay was written by a young lady from Glen Allen Elementary School who is just 11 years old. Her name is Leah Jarvis. Let me tell you, she may be young, but she sure has some good writing skills. It makes me proud to know that she's part of our school system. I think from that perspective, I'm real optimistic. Leah did suggest the name Kennicott, named after the Kennicott Glacier. And she pointed out it also is the Kennicott Glacier is named after a famous explorer, Robert Kennicott. He was the first non-American, non-Native American to describe the area around Kennicott. This glacier, if you haven't seen it, is a spectacular one. It's very beautiful and stretches 27 miles from Mount Blackburn, which incidentally is one of the tallest peaks in North America, over 16,000 feet, to the Chitina River. Meltwater from the Kennicott flows from the Chitina River to the Copper River and eventually ends up in the Gulf of Alaska. Madam Speaker, I think with this particular measure before us, we have accepted wholeheartedly Leah's recommendation, and I would urge all the members here to vote yes. Thank you.
Further debate? Mr. Minority Leader?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, first of all, I'd like to congratulate yourself, the President of the Senate, and the Lieutenant Governor on doing a fine job of getting this out to the public, involving children all over the state and naming this. And it made it an exciting time for a lot of people in our state. And thank you very much for doing so. And I would like to also just add on to the praise that the Rules Chairman just did for Leah Jarvis, a young lady that I talked to on the phone and haven't met yet personally, although she is my constituent. So I look forward to her coming down here when we actually have this process all completed and all of you getting to meet her. So thank you very much, Madam Speaker.
Further debate? Are you ready for the question? Oh, Representative Green.
Madam Speaker, after that eloquent oratory by the Rules Chairman, the body might want to consider, instead of calling it the Kennicott, the Motor Vessel Peacock. No.
Representative Cott.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I really appreciate that comment from my colleague in front of me. However, I've already phoned back to Michigan and talked to my cousin and told him that we not only have a glacier named after him, but we also now have a vessel. His name is Kenny Cott.
Further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question being, shall the House adopt House Bill 64? Members, please proceed to vote. Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk, please tally the board.
39 yeas, 0 nays.
And so House Bill 64 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I would move that the roll call vote on the passage of HB 64 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. The clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
There's citations on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar are approved. Yes. This brings us down to unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, can we have
Nanny? House stand at ease. Unfinished business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from a call to the House on the following times. Representative Kukesh from 10 a.m. Plain Time Friday, February 14th until 9:34 a.m. Plain Time Sunday, February 16th. Representative Rokeberg from 5:25 a.m. Plain Time Friday, February 28th until 9:37 p.m. Plain Time Tuesday, March 4th. Representative Hodgins from 2:37 p.m. Plain Time Friday, February 21st, till 9:34 Plain Time Monday, February 24th. Representative Cubina from 1:22 p.m. Plain Time Thursday, February 27th, until 9:53 p.m. Plain Time Tuesday, March 4th. And finally, I would move to amend Representative Masick's previously approved return time from 9:34 a.m. Plain Time to 9:53 p.m. Plain Time, February 17th.
Without objection, those members will all be shown as excused. Further unfinished business, Representative Nicolai? I'll stand at ease. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the previously excused time from the 12:12 to 12:16 for Representative Nicolai be extended to Plain Time 10 p.m. on February 17th.
Representative Bryce?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Can we revert to introduction of guests?
Without objection.
Thank you. In the Taylor Gallery, I have somebody very special down in Juneau who is doing her job to make the state a little bit better for us all. Would the body please help me welcome Carol Bryce, who is also a member of the newly revitalized Children's Trust Fund. I might add that she is my aunt.
We figured. Further guests for introduction, Representative James.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I see just now coming into the Paratrovich Gallery is my staff person, Walt Wilcox, who's working on the Administrative Review Committee this year. And with him is his wife, Brenda, who is a constituent of the representative of District 29. She's with the Alumni Association down from the University in Fairbanks. And please help me welcome her here today.
Further guests for introduction? Brings us back down to unfinished business. Further unfinished business? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. We have, continuing on with our recognition of individuals' birthdays, we had one yesterday that we weren't able to get, so we'll make up for it today. The representative from District 17, Big John Cowdery. May I remind the members we'll be singing in just a few minutes. In looking at people that were born on Big John's birthday, we find that he probably is analogous to the seriousness and humorousness of these two individuals, Leslie Nielsen and Burt Reynolds. Now, I want to establish right away that there is no truth to the rumor that because of this individual's birthday on this date, that Big John ever participated in any studies that this individual was involved in. Actually, it was Virginia Johnson Masters was born on this day also. Famous events that happened on this day, I think probably then indicative that John is on the social and political cutting edge of reform. Vermont became the first state to outlaw slavery in 1777, and that Margaret Thatcher was elected the first female leader of Britain's Conservative Party in 1975. In looking at personal traits, it says that, John, your original style and self-deprecating wit prove irresistible to romantic partners, which is probably why Juanita has been there all these years. But when it's time to settle down, you may need to curb your attention to the high life. Probably something of benefit to all of us. Soothe your frayed nerves with a long soak in a hot tub. Would you all please rise and join me in singing Happy Birthday to Big John?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you.
Representative Cowdery, you have the floor.
Well, thank you. I haven't heard that much applause since this body since I voted for a pay raise back in 1980. I noticed the less the majority leader knows about a subject, the more confidence he has and the more light that he can throw on it. I appreciate that. Anyway, I'm 67, was yesterday, just coming up on halftime. I was born at home on a farm in Missouri. I was born premature, they say. I weighed 12 pounds and 14 ounces. My mother took one look at me, and then she went to the hospital. After she got out, she divorced my father. And I don't know if there's anything. But anyway, I want to thank this body for all their kind words and kind thoughts. Thank you.
Further unfinished business. This brings us down then to committee announcements. Do we have committee announcements? Representative Ivan?
House Community and Regional Affairs will meet February 14, Friday, 8 a.m., to hear a presentation by the local boundary commissions and will report to the legislature. Also, we will hear House Joint Resolution 17, disapprove Yakutat boundary changes. Thank you.
Representative Williams.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The House Transportation Committee will meet today at 1 p.m. to talk to meet on House Bill 63, aviation fuel tax exemption.
Further committee announcements? Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Tomorrow at 5 p.m., the Special Committee on World Trade State-Federal Relations will hear H.J.R. 14, the support of the American Land Sovereignty Act.
Further committee announcements? General announcements? Representative Kavina.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Minority had a caucus tomorrow at 10, but I think we're going to have sessions, so we'll just bump it till right after.
Representative Bundy, special announcements?
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker. I would just call to the body's attention the announcement that was passed out in their mailboxes regarding the Alaska Health Fair that will take place next Wednesday, the February 18th, from 8 to 10 in the House Finance Room. They will be doing a complete blood test for coronary risk and a bunch of other potential health problems. And would the gentleman please take note that there's also will be doing the PSA test. One of the previous tests requires a 12-hour fast. The PSA does not, so I wanted you to get thinking ahead.
Further general announcements? Representative Osterman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would like to remind the body of a fundraiser that's going to be taking place tomorrow. It is not a political fundraiser. The ex-senator Zaroff is very sick with cancer, and there's going to be a fundraiser at Mike's Place tomorrow night, starting at reception starts at 6 and dinner at 7. And I appreciate everybody giving consideration to going to that and helping out him and his family.
I'll stand at ease for a moment, Mr. Majority. Further general announcements? Special orders, Representative James or Bundy? Or
thank you, Madam Speaker. You did take note of Representative from North Pole in my attire today. Not wishing to in any way demean the decorum of the House, I thought it was appropriate that we call attention to the fact that later this week the Board of Regents will be meeting here in Juneau. And the representative from North Pole and myself and I believe a couple of other representatives here had the great good fortune of attending a oil spill response seminar that was held by Prince William Sound Community College in Valdez. In addition to receiving a great deal of information, we also received these fine sweatshirts and we, in a careless moment, perhaps indicated that we would, if we received those, wear them on the House floor. On a much more serious note, this was a spill conference seminar held by the Community College in Valdez that was attended by national and internationally renowned experts. And I think it's really important to note that Alaskans are on the cutting edge of resource development and taking care of the environment as we make progress in resource development. With that, I'd like to yield the floor to my esteemed colleague from North Pole.
Representative James.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and I want to thank you for approving my trip to Valdez for this oil spill response symposium. It was the best education that I've received, I think, in the 5 years that now that I'm starting the fifth year here in the session. We did have people from around the world that were there to give education on the subject, and it's kind of like when I came down here in 1993 and didn't know very much about fishing. I've tried really hard to learn fishing. Well, I didn't know a thing about oil spill response either, and I do now. It was put together expertly and sponsored by the Prince William Sound College. They did an excellent job. And I was really impressed with the city of Valdez and what they could do for such a small little community to put on such a good presentation. The trade show part of it is we had people from all around the world also showing us new innovative ways of taking care of oil spill and responses. And so I wanted to say that it was very well spent, my time that was there, and want to give them an applaud and thank you for letting me go.
Further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citations that should be on all members' desks honoring Sarah Steers Jansen and Senator Fred Zaroff be taken up as a special order of business.
Without objection, those two citations will be taken up as a special order of business at this time. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. First of all, I would like to, in order to be able to be, to have the citation present at a presentation on her retirement, the citation honoring Sarah Steers Jansen be approved.
Without objection, that citation is approved.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Concerning the next citation, I would, with the leave of the body, first like to say that as to the announcement regarding the fundraiser tomorrow at Mike's, the purpose of the fundraiser is to help Senator Zaroff with medical expenses that he has accumulated and will accumulate because of his illness. If anyone in this state feels that that is an ethics violation, would you please put my name at the top of the complaint? With that said, Madam Speaker, I would first move and ask unanimous consent that all members be shown as co-sponsors of the citation for Senator Zaroff.
Without objection, all members will be shown as co-sponsors.
Then I would ask, move and ask unanimous consent that this citation be approved.
Without objection, the citation for Senator Zaroff is approved. Further special orders, Representative Hodgins.
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker. With leave of the body, I would like to request permission to talk on a subject dear to all of our hearts, I bet.
What is your subject?
Reporting.
Without objection, you have the floor.
And I would like to ask to be able to read verbatim a very simple sentence and then a response.
Without objection.
I understand, and you will bear with me for a moment, that I have very thick skin, and you'll find that as the next years ensue in our relationships with working with the people's business in the state of Alaska. And I do also understand that if we were to, as a member, stand up and try to correct everything we read in certain newspapers and certain periodicals, that that's all we would do. However, I would like to mention that on the February 7th, Alaska Legislative Digest issue that came out, there was a story in here about the water quality bill on a roll towards passage. And I would like to read verbatim one portion of it, and it says, Representative Hodgins refuses to accept letter from Commissioner Brown. At a January 30 session of the Oil and Gas Committee, Chairman Representative Mark Hodgins R. Kenai refused to accept the letter critical of a bill from DEC Commissioner Michelle Brown because it arrived less than 24 hours before the hearing date. We actually received that information that was requested a week before, 2 minutes before the committee, and so I did accept it as written testimony from that department. The letter that I sent back to Commissioner Brown states, please do not misunderstand my position as chairman of the Oil and Gas Committee. When information is requested from your department, I expect a prompt reply if requested information cannot be furnished in a timely manner. Otherwise, I will expect the requested information in a timely manner. Delivering requested information 2 minutes before the start of a committee meeting is not only inconsiderate, but is very disruptive. This type of action will not be tolerated by this committee in the future. I will assume Thursday's incident to be isolated, occurrence and that it will not happen again. It will be one of my goals as a legislator to help DEC improve their image with my constituents and with other Alaskans. This can be accomplished by implementing a more user-friendly policy towards the public. I look forward to discussing this concept with your agency. And I will stand on record as saying, as a chairman of a committee, if we request information from any department in state government and they cannot furnish that in a timely manner, if they would let me know as chairman, and then I will certainly understand that all the requests that we make cannot be instantaneously answered. But I do find that we need to set some rules as to how we conduct state business. And I understand, being a freshman, I probably have to assert myself to let people know that I plan on living by these rules. Thank you very much.
Further special orders? Representative Ogun.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Request leave of the body to discuss leg hold traps.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'd like to bring to the attention of the body, listening members, listening audience across Alaska, that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is now soliciting comments on whether or not to ban the use of leg hold traps in wildlife refuges. And comments are due February 15th, and that's a few short days from now. So I would appreciate anyone that would like to comment on this to U.S. Fish and Wildlife and encourage them to do such, including hopefully the members of this body. Thank you.
Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Request permission to speak on reporting to committees.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Madam Speaker, I was reluctant to stand up, but I think that, you know, there is two sides to a story. We have a number of standing committees. We've created numerous special committees. The other body also has the same number of standing committees and possibly some special committees. And that means that we've got, you know, pretty close to 20-some people as chairman sending to department heads requests for information constantly. And I guess the word demanding, as the previous speaker spoke, sort of bothered me in that, you know, what we're doing, I think, here is trying to get information so that we can pass good legislation. And I would hope that everyone in this body is, you know, flexible enough to realize that while the legislature is in session, all departments are getting a lot of information thrown at them and asked to respond constantly. So I'm sure that each of the commissioners from each of the departments are doing the best they can to make sure that you get accurate information, not just prompt information. So I just ask, Madam Speaker, that we all work together as best we can on these things and not try to blow up an issue such as getting something right before the committee meeting bigger than it needs to be, and try to work together so that when the legislation does pass, it's good legislation. I think that's the most important thing.
Further special orders, Representative Barnes.
Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, request the privilege of the floor to speak on courtesies.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I listened very intently to what the chair of the Oil and Gas Committee said, and I believe that what I heard him say was that he had asked for information in a timely manner, and that because that he had asked for it in a timely manner and it wasn't forthcoming in a timely manner, that he saw that as something less than being cooperative. I believe that if, in fact, any committee chairman requests information from any department of government, that they have an obligation, if they cannot supply it in a timely manner, to notify the chair that that information cannot come to them in a timely manner. And that way, the committee chair can delay the hearing on that piece of legislation, or they can notify other committee members that they're not able to get the information that they will need to hear the bill. So I think that the committee chairman that spoke earliest, the oil and gas chairman, was simply saying courtesies extend both ways, and that once the information is asked, that information, if it's not able to be forthcoming, that they be so notified so they can act accordingly. Thank you.
Representative Rochberg.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Permission of the body to speak on the same subject.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Madam Speaker, it came to my attention after our return on a trip to Anchorage to visit my dying mother that my colleagues in the minority endeavored to have a bill referral, the aforementioned bill, referred to another committee. And frankly, I want to go on record not appreciating that, Madam Speaker. I was not here. And as it relates to the chairman of the Oil and Gas Committee, our colleague from Kenai, and his statements, I would put on record, Madam Speaker, that that letter, which was delivered merely seconds and minutes before the committee hearing, took a year and a half to get to the committee. 1.5 years. In addition, Madam Speaker, the Department of Environmental Conservation was an observer at the committee hearing. They had not signed up to testify. Seems to be some misunderstanding about that they didn't get their opportunity to testify. This particular bill in question has had significant hearings in the 19th legislature. It will have and will continue to have significant hearings in this legislature. I assure everybody of that, and that's based on my way of operating and my reputation. So the problem stems not from this body, Madam Speaker. It really stems from the other members of the third floor and their ability to relate to some of this type of legislation. So without digressing any further, I appreciate it.
Further special orders? Would the House please briefly stand at ease? Mr. Majority Leader, Representative Barnes, Representative Hanley, Representative Chowdhury.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In relation to the subject that was brought up from the representative from Kenai, I myself held hearings in the international trade and asked several people who testified for information that they couldn't furnish at the time that we was having the hearing, and I held the hearing open until we could get that information so we could wrap up a report. Well, this, I think you probably served on that. My memory's, it's been over 2 weeks, and we're still awaiting questions that were asked from various entities about some subjects that was a concern to all of us. So I think that, like I said, 2 weeks, it seems adequate that they could have communicated at least to us. Some of them have communicated, but some of the administration people haven't and departments. And I think it's adequate time. They could have at least give us the courtesy of answer they're working on it, or have they forgot? I have had to review the tapes and of the hearing to make sure that the questions that were asked them by various members have been answered, and that's not been forthcoming. So I'd just like to add to the comments of communication. I think that that'd be probably communication in the whole world is one of the weakness of the whole world, but in this case, we're here on a limited time, and I'd like to wrap up that committee and get the answers. And that'd be all.
Further special orders? Mr. Minority Leader?
Madam Speaker, request permission to speak on community colleges.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Madam Speaker, I'd just like to thank the two members who spoke earlier about the oil spill response conference that went on in Valdez, and I just want to put the one plug in that community colleges can do it too. So I think maybe the bigger colleges, the bigger the university campuses, maybe had a little bit to learn from what went on in Valdez and what some smaller places can do too. And I think it was maybe sort of a good jab to them to say, you know, there's competition out here within your own system, so you better stay on the stick. Thank you.
Representative Roekberg.
Speaker, I'd like to have permission of the body to speak on badges of ignominy.
Without objection, we don't understand what that word is, but go ahead.
Madam Speaker, if you will notice the voting board to the mountain side of the room, it earlier displayed that I was very disturbed about it, to have my name as well as the speakers, among other of my colleagues, the indication of the scarlet letter A in front of our names. And all due respect to Nathaniel Hawthorne and other Hollywood stars like Demi Moore, I think we should try to get the board corrected. I hate to see our names with an A in red in front of them again.
The board is being worked on. Representative Dyson.
Yeah, I was permission to speak on the same subject.
Without objection, you have the floor.
I noticed that when the board does display that it shows the esteemed representative from Gnomes' responses as wavering, and I believe that that's out of character, and I would appreciate if it was fixed.
We certainly will fix the board so it doesn't show the representative from Gnome as wavering. Mr. Minority Leader?
Brief at ease.
House stand at ease. Representative Green?
If we move back up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Without objection, we're under introduction of guests.
Madam Speaker, we have spent some deliberation time here talking about the gas line, and there is certainly a lot of gas other than that that expended on this floor, but it gives me really great pleasure to introduce two people who are dealing with a value-added product, as it were, the liquefaction of our natural gas for sales throughout the state. And so in the Paradovich Gallery, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the president of Northern Eclipse, Ray Latcham, and a chief financial officer, Keith Hand, who is with the Fairbanks Natural Gas as a subsidiary of Northern Eclipse. If you would, please. Help me welcome.
Under introduction, guest, Representative James.
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker. I also just saw tripping into the Paratrich Gallery some people here from the Alaska Farm Bureau, and we have from North Pole, Bob Franklin, and then with him we have Bill Marshall Ward from the Kenai Peninsula. So we'd like to welcome them here today.
Representative Jewell.
Special orders. Request to speak about the weather.
Let me just see if there's any more guests for introduction. Okay, back to special orders. Representative Jewell.
Request to speak about the weather.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Coming from the northernmost part of the state, I had heard that it does snow down here. I didn't believe it until yesterday, and I was really grateful as I was walking to work. One small complaint, though. I had to walk faster than normal just to create my own chill factor.
If there's no further special orders, Mr. Majority Leader, on a motion to move up the calendar.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that we move back up the calendar to messages from the Senate.
Without objection, we're under messages. We're up the calendar to messages from the Senate. Madam Clerk?
A message dated February 12th stating the Senate has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill 74, Finance, by the Senate Finance Committee, entitled An Act Making Appropriations Concerning the State's Position on the Sovereign Powers of Native Tribal Governments in the State and Providing for an Effective Date.
Brings us back down. Referred. Finance Committee. Thank you. brings us back down to special orders. No further special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Thursday, February 13th.
We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.